The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Soap after another every day of the week. I mean, what do these people who make these programmes think we do all day long?
Watch television.
Yeah. Well, if I had my way, I'd have a government health warning on everyone. Watching soap operas can cause irreversible brain damage.
Yeah. You know, I reckon these TV people are in league with the government. It's all a conspiracy to keep the population at heel. Subjugated, pacified, institutionalised. Policy of social control, that's what I think. Want a cup of tea?
Tarnev, as long as you spike it with a ciggy.
No way.
Oh.
Now, you haven't had one since the doctor saw you last week, and I'm not going to get an earful from the doctor for encouraging you to start again.
Oh, go on. Advice a day helps me work, rest and keep me head together. One's not going to do any harm.
No, Cheryl. You know what it can do to unborn babies? Make them defective, physically and mentally. Kill yourself, but don't take it out on the innocents.
Oh, okay, okay. Stop preaching at me. I'm tired of people preaching health at me. They're all so damn smug. You know, the midwife came round here the other day, preaching on about keeping myself healthy and all that. Didn't seem to occur to her she was practically obese. Oh, a real fatso she was. Bloody hypocrisy. I mean, what's the point of leading a damn dreary life just so I can die healthy, I told her. Looked at me as if I were mad or something. Now, she said, Duck, don't get your blood pressure up. We can't help you getting excited. Think of the little nipper. Ooh, I tell you, Nev, I nearly crowned her one. I mean, the nerve of her.
Sorry, I didn't mean to come over all sanctimonious.
No, I'm sorry. I just feel like a porpoise with a chronic dose of wind. You know, Nev.
What?
I can't understand why God made men the stronger sex and then made us women have the babies.
Punishment.
Eh?
For getting chucked out of paradise and leaving me with an apple in me gob, that's why.
Well, if he made mankind, I tell you one thing. He didn't have to wander around for 9 months looking like this. Oh, if he'd had to, I bet he would have said, stuff this for a lark and wouldn't bothered anymore.
Yeah, Cheryl. Baby's still kicking about, eh?
Oh, I tell you, Nev. Little Nev came on time, but this little tagger's after beating the record. Feels like he's getting ready to engage.
That can't be. You got your dates right, didn't you? I mean, the doctor said you were some way off yet.
Well, babies aren't renowned for listening to doctors, you know.
But we know when you conceived.
Yeah, down by the river in your psycho.
No, I said when, not where.
Yeah, I got me dates right. I've just got a funny feeling about this one, that's all.
Female intuition, as your Wendy said.
Hey, do you know if she's still at our marks or gone home?
Not seen her since last week. Saw your dad the other day.
Oh.
Apparently there's been quite a barney between your mum and Wendy.
Uh-huh.
Something about your mum accusing Wendy of being a right little harlot. And asking her point blank if she'd got the clap. Seems the friend she went with got a dose of it.
Well, at least she's getting it.
What do you mean? The clap's not very nice, you know.
Oh, sex, I mean, you idiot.
Hey, Cheryl, that's not fair. It could be dangerous.
Oh, you've been listening to too many old wives' tales. Or it's more like you just don't fancy me like
that.
Well,
that's not fair.
Hmm?
Hey, fancy a ride down by the River Trent tonight? And see if we can resume normal service.
Is your sidecar expandable? You couldn't have me in the backseat of a dormobile at the moment, so stop trying to be nice to me.
Ray, you fancy going for a walk along the canal, then popping in for a drink at the club? What do you think?
It's okay. I really want to finish my diary off. You go if you like.
Not much fun for me. I suppose I could go down our marks and check up on Wendy. Make sure it's staying out of trouble.
Oh, best leave well alone there, Renee. She'll be back in her own good time. Girl's got to leave home sometime, I suppose.
I guess you're right. There's always our Cheryl. Could go and see her, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Ray. Snap out of it. You can't sit around all day reading them books and scribbling. Anyway, what are you writing? You never seem to stop.
Nothing much. Just find it interesting, that's all. Something do, you know.
To be truthful, Ray, you're not much fun these days. You sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Look, Reenie, why don't I ask Bryn to take you out? You know, go down the club or something. Cinema, I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean it, Reenie. You should be out having some fun, enjoying your sen. I'm okay here. You don't have to worry about me, honest. I've got plenty to do. Read me books, me diary, music. Started listening to the Open University. About time I started improving me mind. Never know, it might help me in healing me body. At least take me mind off pondering the possibility of never walking.
You're a brave one, Ray. Don't worry, you'll be up on your feet again. Your backside doesn't suit you.
Ah, well, in the meantime, do as I say. Get out and enjoy your life. Life ain't about being a crutch for others, even your loved ones. The best thing you can do to cheer me up is to let me see you having a good time. Living life a bit more. After all, you spend all your day with sick people.
Yeah. Wish we were all a bit more like you, Ray. Having guts, I mean. A lot of sickness, I reckon, is a lack of will to survive. Having the courage, live. I mean, not letting things get you down and that. That's when you get weak and susceptible to illnesses.
You sound like a party political broadcast.
I'm sorry. What am I gabbing on about? Do you fancy another record? I tell you what. How about Ness and Dormer? And I'll open a bottle of beer. And we can just sit here pretending we're on some golden beach in the South Pacific.
Or sailing the world in a papyrus boat.
Yeah, if you like. Oh, here it is. Pavarotti. Here we go.
Hi, Irene. Ray. Thought I'd pop in, seeing as your back door was open. Okay, are you both?
You're interrupting our South Pacific sojourn.
Sorry. Hi, Ray.
Bryn.
Want a beer, Bryn?
Oh, yeah, Tarine.
Sorry, but we've only got low alcohol stuff.
Oh, well, that's fine for me. Tarine. Hey, Ray, there's a good show down the club tonight. The Balloon Dancers.
Yeah, what about them?
Well, they're on tonight down the club. Fancy coming? I'll take you down.
What's all the whispering for?
Well, they'll be strippers, won't they?
What's all the whispering for, eh? What are you two up to?
Oh, nothing, Reen, just...
He's just telling me about some new act down at the club tonight, the Balloon Dancers.
Never heard of them before.
Oh, nothing, really. A kind of nightclub act.
Hey, that sounds right up my street. How do you fancy going, Ray? We could make a night of it.
Well, it's not really that good, actually. I wouldn't waste your money.
What time are they on?
Well, they're billed for about 8:30, but...
Well, why don't we all go? Have a night out. We can get a takeout on the way back. What do you think, Ray?
Oh, no, you two go.
Oh, come on, Ray. It'll do you good, get out. Have a bit of a laugh.
Really, Reenie? Besides, there's a film I won't watch this evening. Now, you two go.
Yeah, well, if that's okay. What do you say, Reen?
Well, I'm game. Are you sure you won't come, Ray?
You can get me some noodles on the way back, if you like, and some of that Peking soup, the hot stuff.
Yeah, of course I will. Right, go get myself changed. Won't be a tick, Bryn.
What? You old devil. I should know where to look.
I don't know where he is. Broad-minded is Reenie. Any road, she deserves a good night out. Have some fun.
Ray, look, I don't want to be nosy or anything, but...
What?
You don't seem to be yourself at the moment. You're a bit quiet, sort of wrapped up in yourself.
So what do you want me to be like, huh? A lion with a sore tooth, perhaps?
Oh, look, you misunderstand me. It's just that I remember you as the life and soul of everything. Always with a laugh on your face, even after the
accident. I don't know, make me laugh, Bryn, or I might just forget how I am.
Look, I only want to help, Bryn.
Give her a night out to remember, eh, Bryn? If I hear she hadn't enjoyed us, then I'll know where to stuff me noodles.
Right, I'm ready. How do I look? Hiya, Mark. Work okay today?
Yeah, fine. And you?
I met an old friend, runs a kissogram outfit. Start next week.
Oh.
My first job's at North Staff's Hospital, some doctor's 50th birthday. And I bet you can't guess what I've got to dress up in.
Don't tell me. A surgeon's gown and mask?
No. Nope.
A skimpy nurse's uniform?
A golf club bag.
What?
Yeah, and my navel's got to be painted green with 19th all written on it.
You're joking?
Straight up.
Oh, well, no doubt they'll be paying you for all the rounds.
Oh, funny, funny.
Are you doing anything tonight?
No. Might go round to our Cheryl's or put my feet up and watch the telly. Why?
Just that me and Philip thought we might go out for a pint. Phil got a treble on the horses today. He won a packet.
Oh, so it's away the lads, is it?
Away out of our brains.
You get on well with him, don't you?
Yeah, he's a good lad. Hey, do you fancy some of this German spicy sausage? Freebie from the milkman.
What's the milkman doing with spicy German sausage? Thought they delivered dairy products and that.
Don't know, really. Diversification, he called it. He tried to sell me some Bermuda shorts t'other day.
Sounds like a bit of a freeloader to me.
Perhaps he just fancies me.
Well, you don't want to make Bernard jealous now, do you? Nor Philip come to that.
Hey, I was only joking. What do you think I am?
I wonder sometimes. Seems to be an awful lot of men in your life these days.
There's a lot in yours, isn't there? A gay's different.
No. Except that...
What?
Well, it's unnatural, isn't it? I mean, men having sex with one another. Then there's AIDS.
It's a heterosexual disease as well, you know, not just gays.
Yeah, but chances are you're more likely to get it if you're gay.
You obviously haven't seen the latest figures. Any road, it all depends what you get up to. Bernard said to me that people like you, like us, so-called straights, always think that sexuality has a gender.
What does that mean?
Not sure, really. I think he was saying that people can't help being the way they are. They can't change how they were born.
Well, all I can say is I hope you aren't one, Mark. I mean, what if my mum and dad found out?
Don't worry. Remember, I'm a mechanic. Page 3 girls in the mess room, all servicing and nipple greasing.
Don't be dirty, Mark.
Incidentally, if you're thinking of eating in, don't bother. There's only a bottle of ketchup in the cupboard.
Oh, I think I'll go without. Suppose I better get in shape for my golf bag, Kissogram.
Well, watch, they don't all want to get the putters out when they get an eye full of you.
Don't worry. I'll have the balls all zipped up in my side pockets.
Ooh.
And here's the act you've all been waiting for. Bobby and Tommy Elmett from St. Derren's. The naughty but nice balloon dancers. Give them a warm welcome. The way they're dressed, I think they're going to need it.
Oh, my God. The male strippers.
Look at them, they're stalkers. Cold scuttle helmets, Hitler moustaches, and look at them silly little blue balloons.
Oh, Rini, look, there's another coming on. He's only got a couple of beer mats. I didn't know, Rini, I swear.
Oh, don't apologise, it's good fun.
Yeah. Rini. Yeah. Let's have a holiday soon. Just you and I. Take all the money from the savings. Really treat ourselves. The South Pacific. Paradise Island. Like you see in the advertisements. Big red sun going down. Us silhouetted against the sky. Walking along the beach. Walking. Yeah, I've got to do it. I've got to walk. Go on, mate. Go on. Show yes and you can do it. Get up, you bastard. Get up. Stand.
Today's writer was Robert Stewart. The Cold Cloths is devised by Tony Perrin and produced by Mike Hopwood.
The Cold Cloths return with another episode tomorrow.